Blog Talk Radio.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere.
It is me, your co-producer, Ken Hodge, with tonight's flagship podcast called The Messenger. Again, 2 to 3 days a week, we try to bring you a word directly from the Creator. I'm on the Hodge to Hodge podcast, and tonight, again, we will be hearing from none other than The Messenger. So let me get ready to bring him out. Ladies and gentlemen, every once in a while, a prophet or a person who is directly connected with the Creator comes into our midst. And we have the distinct honor and privilege to have with us tonight, as we have every night, none other than our very own Messenger Ron Dyer. Hear him as he speaks.
Bless you, my brother. Great work with your new mixer and sound. Everything just sounds so beautiful. Tonight, we want to talk about love. I'm going to just expound on it and let the cast chime in. But we want to understand that in order for all of the creative process and abilities that we have, we've got to understand that it all starts with love. Because without love, which God is love, so we've got to start from the love prospect. Just please understand when I say love, love does not make us crazy per se, where people can just do or say anything to us. But if we allow the love, which is the Spirit of God within us, when people begin to do and say crazy things to us, the Spirit will lead us and guide us into the proper way to handle each situation. And we've got to allow that Spirit to come to the forefront instead of letting self. Because when we begin to let self come forward, this is when we don't show our godly nature. And when we show our godly nature, we can take what somebody is trying to use for harm and be able to turn it into good. Because, you know, my motto is all things are working together for the good.
The good. Yes, sir. All things work together for the good. I hear you, my brother.
Not.
You know, brother, I just, if I could jump in here real quick, and this is some of what I wanted to talk about last night before we had an abrupt into the show for major technical difficulties. When we talk about love, see, a lot of people, I think, get disoriented on what God love is. If I might, I would like to expound on what I believe the Creator's love is. And I believe that the Creator's love is a love, again, it's definitely a agape type love, always giving. But sometimes I can love a man by feeding him, and sometimes I can love a man by starving him. And what I mean by that, maybe starving was the hard word. If food is what you need for your existence, then I show love by feeding you. But if you are grossly overweight, and if I feed you, I may harm you. And that's what I meant when I gave the example of sometimes I can show you love by not giving you anything or by starving you. A better example of that, and I talked to you earlier today, I'm sorry, and sometimes, excuse my language, a butt whipping, I ain't going to say it like I want to say it, but a butt whipping, is that love? And you know, because we think of being patient, having people run over us, but no, I say that's not smart. I say sometimes, and I'm saying it as a joke, but I'm so serious, you can give somebody a real godly ass whipping. I'm just saying. And what I mean by that is because I am a godly man, because I fear God, God is in me, that doesn't mean I have to let you run over me. And when I say the butt whipping part, people look at me, oh, that's not of God. How can you love somebody if you beat them like that? And the best example I could possibly bring to you is how many of us grew up with parents that, I'm going to say spank us, but if you're from where I'm from, beat was more like the word we should be using that used to beat us when we did wrong. Does that in any way, I mean, at the time you were getting the beating, you didn't feel like it was love. How many of us today, after receiving those beatings, still have unconditional love for our parents?
Amen.
So I only say that we lose sight of the fact that love can be fearful, love can be kind, love can be sweet, love can be a multitude of things, but if my heart is pure while I'm spanking your butt, then that's not a beating. That would be an act of love as well. Can anybody agree or disagree with that?
I second it. That's right.
Again, because you know, if I knew the number to child abuse when I was a kid, my parents should still be in jail. I mean, they should still be locked up for some of the beatings. But you know what? There's never a day that goes by that I wouldn't take a bullet for either one of them. You know, God rest both of my father. God rest both of my father's soul, and my mom is still here holding down the family. But the way she used to beat me, and most of it, I want to go on a podcast and say, I have no idea why that happened that way. I have no idea. I don't understand. I would just come home and I would just get beat.
really?
I'm to this day, no one has told me what it is about me. Maybe I didn't smell like the other brothers and sisters, but mine would just beat me. No, trust me, every one of those beaters I had coming, and it's probably 2,000 or 3,000 that they never found out about. But the point being, behind all those whippings, now don't get me wrong, I said some mean things to them under my breath while it was happening. And maybe maybe about an hour after that, or the next morning, you woke up. I mean, you had to be you back in love with your parents. And I don't advocate violence. That's not what I'm trying to do. But I'm trying to say to the audience, sometimes love can go a lot deeper than just a hug and a kiss. That's all I'm saying.
Amen. Amen. If you remember from the last podcast, one of the things I put out to the members were, we have to reevaluate. Have we gotten God wrong? See, we hold fast to this belief that Christianity, Islam, Judaism, all of these different religions have taught us about God. But when we use the sense that God gave us, it just doesn't make sense. And so we look at things like, for instance, you use the word but because you really wanted to use ass. But what is wrong with ass? Do you really think the word ass offends God? But we've been taught that we shouldn't say it because, quote unquote, it's a bad word. But when they use ass in the Bible, it's okay. So we've got to get out of that mentality of believing everything that they've told you about you. Believing, can somebody tell you everything it is about your best friend? Who knows your best friend better than you do? And if somebody else knows your best friend better than you do, then that's not really your best friend. So we've got to deal with God in a one-on-one basis and realize just who God really is. God is me. And if I feel like I want to say the word, why can't I say it? I can't. We can't just continue to allow people to dictate to us what type of relationship we're going to have with ourselves, with our best friend, with everything. People cannot continue to tell us this because we're not living our lives as God meant for it to be. We're living our lives how people want us to. And where is the real joy in that? I bring that to you just so that we are supposed to have life and have it more abundantly. We are here to create the best life for us. And how can you create the best life for you if somebody else is telling you how you should live your life?
Don't listen.
And yes, you're right, bro. And I know it's easier said than done because of what we've already been taught. But we have to focus more diligently on redoing that, reprogramming our own selves. Because we've been programmed, whether people, they don't like to hear that. But that's what we've been done. We've been programmed to believe that God is some guy up in the sky, that God is frowning down upon you. Just think about all the people in the world. Think about all the things that this great world does and provides. Do you really think that God is somewhere with his eye on you, per se?
That's what we've been taught to believe. He's got the all-knowing eye, all-seeing eye.
Which is true, but but once again, that's been taught, but then they're still misunderstanding it because he has that all-seeing eye, but that all-seeing eye is in you. That's how he sees what you do because he is a part of you.
But if we tell somebody this, they want to take it to believe that we lost our mind and we think we're God. But we don't think we're God. We know we God, because without God, we have no being. And if
Amen.
Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, then the greater part is who I am. Is that correct or not?
Correct.
Very correct. And if I could just caveat on that verse you just gave us to something that happened at work the other day. I was explaining God's love to a sister at work, and I think I quoted something out of the Bible, and she stopped me and said, "Now, wait a minute, brother. Either you do or you don't believe in the Bible. You can't keep just pulling out the parts that you need." And I looked it right into her face, and I said, "Isn't that what everyone does?" Isn't that
so
what everyone does? I said, so in other words, are you telling me that your pastor preached and lived this book and she could do nothing but just start laughing? And I'm sorry, I just came up when you said that greater is he within me. You know, when you said that verse, it made me think about that. And that's what she said to me. You know, you can't keep pulling what you want out of the Bible. And I looked at her right and said, that's what everybody does. All I'm trying to tell you is the parts in the Bible, if you read the Bible, you'll skip a lot of it, and you will get to the, as they say in the New Testament, in the new version of the Bible, you'll skip a lot of the black writing, and you'll read the red writing, because these are the words that Jesus was allegedly said to us, and these are the words that more closely resemble what I understand the Creator to be.
Mm-hmm. And that's the problem there. They have the problem of deciphering that, and they take whole or nothing, even though they know, like, for instance, the book of Psalms, that's in the Bible, but that's just David speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Most of those
you,
songs was David, and those were David's songs after he went out and did all kind of crazy stuff and realized, oh, I shouldn't have done that. And he come back and he sing praise. Sing praise because
David.
He got another day to try to correct it.
Amen.
God is not standing there with a scorecard marking down things of our lives. He doesn't need a scorecard because he is in you. When you do something wrong, you know right then and there if it's wrong within you.
That's
Amen.
Right.
And you know what, brother? And it doesn't matter what it is. We have a saying. If you have to ask, is it right? Then it's probably wrong.
That's correct.
Yeah. If you got to ask, is this right what I'm doing? It's probably wrong.
But we got to be careful with that because of the fact that there's been a lot of things that people told us was wrong, and it's not wrong.
Wrong.
So what happens is we build up this condemnation inside ourselves on certain things that could bring us a lot of joy. But because we've been taught it's wrong, we choose not to do what we really want to do. And isn't that what our life is about?
Mm-hmm.
Our life is to have life and have it more abundantly. We are creators to create the best possible life each day that we want. Today could be a great day for us, and tomorrow we could choose, I want to create something totally different, and we have that authority. We have that power. We just have to let go of a lot of the old beliefs and start getting in tune with ourselves.
And truer words could not be spoken, my brother. But, you know, when you say we have to create a better life, or no, excuse me, we create a life, that is so simple that it's hard to grasp. When you tell people, you are going to get some sleep that you feel you need, and tomorrow you go and create your life. And when you say go and create, because we are conditioned to understanding words in certain formats, go and create means I have to go and actually do some work. But in this case, the messenger teaches that go and create just means go. Just go do whatever it is that you do. That's what we call creating your life. Is that kind of correct, my brother?
That is 100% correct. Remember, once again, another one of our podcasts, we talked about how we do it consciously, and a lot of times we do it subconsciously. And the problem with subconsciously is technically we're walking in our sleep. When we do it consciously, then we are aware of who we are. And I'll give you a good example of how we do it consciously. When we make up in our mind, I'm going to use you, Sister Sunshine. When we make up in our mind, I'm going to get me a brand new car. You wake up that morning and you go do what you got to do. You just created what you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And what you wanted, you created it, and because of the power that you have, you will be able to bring it to fruition. It's just that simple, but we make things hard. And we can do it. When things are getting us down, we still have the strength and the power to snap that off and just move on. Because we
Amen.
Can do it.
Amen.
It can be a little rough at times, but we still have that because greater is he that is in me. And that's so powerful, but they don't understand it. Because they still look at God as some man up in the sky. And God is not a man. God is a spirit. God can be whatever he wants. But in that Bible and all the religious beliefs, they always picture God as a man. Shouldn't that be a little bit of a sign that something's wrong here?
Well, it won't be a sign that something's wrong because we are so used to believing that men should lead. And again, I'm going to interject with since we're on that man concept. I asked a sister at work, but she asked me, "Do you believe?" And I'm skipping around, but I'm still staying on task. Do you believe that women should preach? And I did. I asked her. I said, "Can they talk?" She said, "Stop." I said, "Of course they can preach. What would stop a woman from telling you about God's goodness?" And you know, and again, so going back to that whole man concept, if you know a thing and you're a man, then you should be able to put it out to the multitudes. But if you know a thing and you're a woman, the best you should be able to do, and I know I sound sexist, but this is not my thoughts. I'm just relaying some. The best you should be able to do is to tell a man and let him put it out to the multitude. Again, just off the rip, that's just crazy.
Did she have an issue with it, or she was just asking the question?
No, she didn't believe that women should be allowed to minister. Women shouldn't be in the pulpit.
Wow.
It kind of blew my mind because we do Bible study at work, and let me tell you, the sister can get, like, it's real deep. But I always bring her back to, like I said, whenever we start talking about basketball players, and when you start talking about Michael Jordan better than LeBron James, I got that one stopper that says, Michael Jordan invests in prisons. Well, when it comes to her, I always come back to her and say to her, yeah, but let's talk about this Immaculate Conception again. Let's come back to Jesus for a second. So we've got our little fail safes that we check each other with, but she is an excellent study partner. In fact, I'm not trying to convert her openly, but the more we study, the more I hear her say, okay, interesting point. So I'm sure enough interesting points might make her say, wait a minute, let's just sit down and let me put this away over here and let me just study and let's just talk about what it is that you think God wants me to do or you think God wants me to be. So all of this stemmed from, all of this stemmed from a conversation about shouldn't we understand that the fact that it's masculine in the Bible set us off to think maybe something's not right here, and I'm just given a 3-minute example of, you right, you should be thinking maybe something's not right here.
Why is it not recorded anywhere in the Bible, and I'll go use it again, in 66 books, why is it never recorded that Jesus spoke about his birth? He spoke about where he came from, but that's the same place we all came from. And he actually let us know. It just keeps getting me, because Jesus constantly told everybody that we are all one. But they couldn't understand that concept. And so they don't have enough faith and belief in themselves. But I'll tell you this. The women during Jesus' time, just from my studying on it, they had more faith than the men. And the men got jealous. Mary Magdalene, they called her a prostitute. You know why? Because she hung out with Jesus. Now, Jesus is this great savior that they talked about. Why are they labeling her? Do you think Jesus allowed his other 12 disciples to do something that wasn't right to Mary? They labeled her that.
And she was called a prostitute because she hung out with the prophet. I'm sorry, that's a Wednesday night topic. But... you know, but think about it though. If that's where she hung out and that's where she was,
right,
and she acquired that name from there, then it only would lead me to believe that there was some things going on there. But we are not allowed to believe that Jesus loved anybody with anything other than a spiritual love. You know, talking about Jesus having a physical love with anybody. Right away, you might not wake up the next morning, because that's just unheard of. I mean, to those who would believe that. But all I'm saying is, if that's how she got her name from hanging out with the prophet, then maybe her and the prophet might have did some things that that people think. And I ain't sitting here saying that, but just interesting food for thought. Sorry, Brother Messenger.
No, what you're saying, it's not necessarily for Wednesday. It's for tonight, too, because it's all about trying to get us to better understand this because of what we've been taught for so long. God gave us, if I walked up to anybody and told them, they give me $1, I'm going to give them $1 million, their senses is going to tell them, that brother ain't give me no $1 million. Because God gave us sense. So that we can understand. He gave us the wisdom. Because of who we are a part of God, so we know. So something, if I told you right now, I'm going to invest your 50 cent, and in 2 weeks, you're going to get $3 million. Something already done told you something ain't right there, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Something already told you that. Your senses have already told you that. Well, now I don't know. I got to check this out. Your senses have already alerted to you. And one of the things we have to understand, when we get a gut feeling about something, we need to go with that gut feeling. Because
Amen. That
is your soul speaking to you. And the soul will never, ever, 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 ever lead you wrong.
Will the soul always have bail money? I'm just saying, brother, because if I listen to him as my soul is in the process of converting or creating a better me or a newer me, you know, people kind of take it in. And in my gut feeling, I feel like if I punch them in their gut, trying to bring a little
right,
humor,
because
man.
That's not your gut. Your gut is what stopped you from doing it. You just wanted to pop somebody upside your head, but your gut brought reality to you to let you know the consequences of that, and that's why you didn't do it. Because if your gut told you to do it, the gut is going to never. And when I say gut, I really mean your soul, because that's what it is. Your soul is never going to lead you wrong.
But
when they say
be
led by the Spirit,
that's
what it is.
How can we always be so sure, or how can we differentiate or discern when we feel that?
Because the Spirit is always going to lead you to the highest best for you.
But what if I don't want the highest best for me right now?
What's that?
What if I don't want the highest best for me right now?
Then you ain't going to listen to it. Then you'll choose what the other one.
Because I know that might have sound just as crazy, but
no, it doesn't.
Sometimes, and cast members, get with me on this for a minute. Sometimes people can take you to that place where you know it's wrong. If you introduce the five fingers to their face, I mean, you know it's wrong.
Huh?
No, I'm just saying. You know it's wrong, but sometimes your soul is like, go ahead and do it, man. We'll just deal with the consequences. Has anybody ever thought that way?
Or
maybe not.
Don't confuse it with the soul.
Maybe it's not to introduce five fingers to the face, but maybe it's every day I come outside from work, there's a guy out here begging for money. Every day I give him money. But some days, and watch this, I give him money, and now I start to see different aspects of his livelihood is getting better to the point where, yeah, you should be able to get a job now. So now I walk out and I see him, he's still begging. And because I'm used to giving him money, and my soul said, yeah, feel sorry for him. But then that other me says, you know what? I felt sorry for him enough. He ain't getting no better. So no, I'm not going to give it to him. Even though what I would have given him ain't going to make a significant difference in my life at all, but I'm just not giving it to him. Anybody ever have that feelings?
Yes.
Oh, of course we do, but that's not the soul. And the soul is not going to have you feel sorry for anybody, because nobody is – everyone has God in them. So you're not feeling sorry for anyone. You are helping someone, but you're not feeling sorry for them. You shouldn't feel sorry for them. Because each and every one of us are blessed in our own way. We may not see it, but we're blessed. I spoke with Sister Carmen about this. You think about a lot of the times the people that we call retarded or handicapped and stuff. Whenever you see them, don't they got the biggest smile on their face?
Yes, they do.
So they laugh. Well, I said, we think they're smiling because they're not sitting. They're probably
smiling.
Look at him. What's wrong with him?
That's
right,
correct.
Right.
That's correct. They're
saying, what's wrong with him? Like, well, why isn't he smiling? What's his problem? And then we looking at them, trying to feel sorry for him, and they on
That's
top
right.
of the world.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct. Because they don't have to deal with a lot of the stuff that we deal with, so their soul is at ease. But we don't see it that way because we've already labeled and judged that person as bad.
Yeah. You know, life is real funny, man. And we're definitely going to have to slow down a little bit and rethink a lot of aspects of our life. I mean, if we really want to connect with the Creator, it's so much. And again, at this point, I try to be real with it, I can talk about it, but there's so much that we should just be giving away, not necessarily needing or you know, just to live life. But again, I can talk about that, but you know, just keeping it 100 with the audience, I'm not really ready to move to that particular venue right now, but I know I'm going to get there.
Well, let me tell you this, bro. You may not
realize it.
I was going to say that. He may not realize it, but he's already doing it. He just don't even realize it. Because I could call that brother right now and tell him, hey, this is what I need, and he going to give it to me. If he got it, he's going to give it to me.
Well, now, wait a minute now. That's you, man, but because you called me one time and asked me, and I didn't give it to you, and you beat me pretty badly, brother. So I don't want to go through that again, man.
That's that love thing.
That was a love. That was one of love beers.
But
I understand you. I hear you, brother. Because sometimes, again, I don't know, but I definitely know I'm more connected than I ever was. And you're right. Certain things, I just believe gonna work, man. I don't put a whole lot of whatever in certain things. And I gotta tell you, way more times than not, it comes out like that. And it makes me stop and think. You see, when you put positivity or a positive spin on what it is that you want to do, again, if what you want to do, now that we now understand that there really ain't no good and bad, if what you want to do helps build the kingdom, for lack of a better phrase, it comes to fruition, man. It works out. It really does. If that's what you
if work out, it is a universal law.
Pure heart.
That's right.
Yeah,
it's a universal law. And with it being a universal law, it does not matter who does it. It is going to be that way. If you do good, good is coming back to you. If you do bad, the best person in the world, if they do bad, that bad's coming back to them. The worst person in the world, if they
all
do
of it?
Good, yes, well, what you did.
Is it like an even swap?
What you thinking?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yes.
You're playing some things in your head.
So shall it be.
Yes, sir.
What a man soweth, what a person soweth, so shall they reap. You sow bad, you get bad. You sow good, you get good. It's just that simple. But because we're caught up in everything else, we fail to see and understand that. A lot of stuff in the Bible has a lot of validity to it. A lot of stuff was inspired words from God through these people. But what we do is we focus on a lot of the stuff that wasn't inspired. It was just them talking, and we made it gospel.
But now, you know, yesterday we talked about, Wednesday, we talked about, again, if we could ask the Creator a question, and the rest of the cast got real philosophical on me. I meant to call y'all. Yeah, I meant to call y'all offline and talk to you about that. But nonetheless, they took the real high road on me. But another question, since they're not going to use their questions, I got another question for the Creator. Why would you allow, or could explain this to me, why would you let all these religions exist in your world?
Because it doesn't matter. Because it doesn't matter. If you feel that this religion is what gets you closer to God, well, go ahead. It does not matter. If you feel no religion gets you closer to God, it does not matter.
That's right.
Because in the final analysis, whether you believe or not, whether you worship a rock, whether you worship the sun, you're still coming back to from whence you came. So this is why he allows it. God has given you free will, and that's what free will means. You can do whatever you want, and that's hard for us to accept that.
Amen, brother.
And the things that are going on in the world today, we say, why does God allow it? He allows it because this is what the masses have ordained. Uh-oh. You take the soundboard to a whole nother level.
Yeah.
But this is why it is. And we turn around and blame God, but it's our doing. It's not God.
Mm-hmm.
God ain't sitting up there determining who get this and who get that. We determine that.
Mm.
We've got people starving. It's not God's will that they starve. It's our will. And God is not going to interfere with our will.
If we was in that building that we used to call church, right now you would hear me say, watch out there now. Come on, Doc. Talk to him, Doc. Talk to him, Doc. I felt that. I was like, yo, go ahead, Doc. Talk to him. I love it when you say, God ain't having them starve. It's our will that they starve. And you are so correct, because at any time we want them to stop being hungry, we have the means and the capabilities to go feed the
world. Watch out now.
Come on now. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right. You're right. And this is what we have to understand, and stop looking for someone to blame stuff on. This is why the devil is so big, because we need somebody to blame something on. And we've got to stop that. We've got to stop. Oh, the devil busy today. No, you busy today. You're not being about your business. And because you're not being about your business, things are happening outside of the realm because you're not doing what you need to do. Because if you want a different result, you'll do it differently. If you know how people, they stomp their toe and they say, oh, the devil made me do it, or the devil going to stop messing with me. No, you're going to watch where you're walking.
That's right.
And I guarantee if you watch where you're walking, you will not stump your toe again. People get people get written up for work for being late. Oh, the devil just messing with me. No, they want you to work at 8 o'clock. You be there at 8 o'clock. And I guarantee you that so-called devil going to stop.
Right.
So we've got to accept who we are. And once we come to know who we are, then we'll do differently. But it's hard for us, and I go back to it because I'm still dealing with it myself, but it's hard for us to understand that this image and this God that they told us about, they've been telling us a falsehood. And if you listen to what they're saying, you'll hear that it's not true. If God is the author and the finisher of our faith, what is it for us to do? And they tell you that all the time, right? That God is the author and the finisher, right?
Right.
God's got a plan for your life, right?
Right.
So if God's got a plan for your life, what is it for you to do? Because God's plan is going to be...
live it.
That's it. Just live life. And live life how you want to live it and not how people want you to live it. And that's the most important thing. I'll go to our president. You can say what you want about him, but he living life like he want to live it. It might not be
living
what
life
we
like
want.
It's golden.
Yeah.
That's what he doing. But we all need
he's
to
He's riding Air Force One.
Hey, don't tell me we can't get us a Hodge one and a Tyson one. We can get it. Ain't that right, Sister Sunshine? Because Sister Sunshine gonna get her own.
Oh, I'd be there.
Huh?
Sister Carmen would be like, no, I'm okay with Southwest.
It's so true.
I'd be like, I'll see you when you get there.
Yeah. But we can have the finer things in life. The same way other people have them, we can have them. If you listen to Beyonce, if you listen to her words, she's telling you she's getting what she wants. The rappers, you listen to them, they're telling you they're getting what they want. The drug dealers, they're telling you they're getting what they want. Now, what they want turns out to be bad at times, and so now they've got to suffer, but they got what they want. And we have that same authority, but because we've been shackled and handcuffed and brainwashed, we just don't believe it. Even though it's being spoken to us daily by the preachers, by the priests, they're telling us they're not living it. But God don't want you to be poor. He just wants you to know you don't need anything because you've got everything. Now, if you desire other things, you can have it. It says God wants you to have the desires of your heart so you can have them. And we've got to walk in that knowledge, knowing that whatever it is that we desire, we can have.
Amen.
And there's three steps to it. First thing we do is speak it into existence, then we visualize it, and then it's there. I can tell you this right now. You visualize something. You start speaking something to existence, and you visualize it, I guarantee you it will come to you. Now, people think that they could just see things, but you can't, because the visualization is going to come when you are truly believing and you ain't trying to play games or trick God, because you can't trick God.
No, sure can't.
It is really just that simple, but we can't accept that. And this is what Jesus told us. But once again, we can't accept it, so we feel we got to go through Jesus. When Jesus told us that we really didn't, but because you don't believe, you can go through me. At least that'll give you faith the size of a mustard seed. But we've got to wake up to the fact of who we are. We are part of God. I can't say it any clearer than that. And it's not for any boastful thing to make somebody think that I'm better, because we are all one. We are all the same. And the sooner we come to that knowledge, and it's easy for us to do, because all we have to do is start putting it to the test. As another scripture from the Bible says, try me and see when I open up the windows of heaven. See, people took that to mean that he's going to open it up and pour you out a blessing, and they just think money, money, money. But it's more to it than money. And this is what we've got to start being able to see and give thanks to. We don't need to be praying for anything. We just need to give thanks.
And when we talk about opening that window, we're conditioned to think money. We're conditioned to think if enough money comes out that window, then whatever my situation is, it's him. But you're right, there's so much more than money. It's because it could be love. A better spirit. There's so many things that can come out of that window when it says, I open up and pour you out a blessing you can't hold, or something to that effect. But we just conditioned to think it's all money, and it ain't money.
Right. Because, see, here's another thing we're conditioned to believe. We're conditioned to believe that with enough money, we can be happy. But we can be happy without a dime. And so what we have to realize, let's first be happy. And then if we be happy, then the money will come. But we've got everything in reverse. We don't need money to be happy. Be happy. And then when you be happy, all these other things will be added to you. So we shouldn't sit around in a funk all day waiting for the money to be happy, when happiness is right here at hand for us. If I had money, I could love more. No, if you love more, you can have money. Not money, not the other way around. And if you want money, if you want money, the best thing for you to do is give what you have away. And this is what Jesus spoke about. Because when you give it away, what you're doing is actually saying, I already have it. So I have it, so I can give it to another. And this is how you receive.
If you think about it in its purest form, what do you need to receive? If I'm giving away, I understand we always say a cheerful giver. If I'm giving away, what do I really need to receive back?
That's correct. Because you know you've got everything. And if some need should come, you know that all your needs will be met. So you don't pay attention to that mindset that we have now, that we've got to have all. So once we get to that stage of understanding that, then we'll see how things just come so easily to us. And I'll use you again, my brother. That's because what you said earlier about you ain't giving. You do, and that's why it just comes to you so easily. Sometimes so easily you don't even realize it. Does it, you think nothing of you to go spend $50 on a steak? But you tell me it's just money, huh?
I mean, that's what it is, though, you know?
Huh? Right.
Yeah.
So but, this is what I meant, again, by consciously and subconsciously. We've got to live more in the conscience and get out of the subconscious. Because the subconscious is sleepwalking. We've got to consciously make a decision to love more. We've got to consciously make a decision to give more. Not expecting anything in return, but just the love. Just the fact of knowing that me saying hi to somebody, that's giving love. And we'll be surprised what that hello do to a person.
On so many different levels. And what I mean by that is somebody, you know, just on the hello, you got a person who really don't even want you speaking to them because they got that much evil in their heart.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk by and give them that hello.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, if your intent is pure, it's a beautiful thing. But
that's
a
right.
lot of times, my hello is only meaning to tell you, now, go rub on that for a minute. It ain't really you know what I'm saying? So even a hello could be, amen, brother. That's what I'm going to say, amen, bro.
All right, because even with that, remember, all things is working for the good. So even though you had a little sarcasm with the hello, it still don't affect things. And this is how we have to see things and understand things. And this is how we have to begin to live our lives. Let your light so shine that men and women may see your good works and glorify God, because that's who you are. That last part I threw in, the Bible didn't have that, but I put that in for us to know that what we're doing is God's work.
Amen.
And that's important that we always know that and understand that, because again, sometimes it can be real peculiar. But if I'm coming into the knowledge of knowing that if I did it because I believe that's what God wanted me to do, or that's what God has so inspired me to do, then I got to be all right with that and not worry about how it comes out.
That's right. So as we get down to our last few minutes, and I know sometimes me and the brother have a tendency to monopolize this, but I really, 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 really want my sisters here to start speaking, because I don't want it to be all about men just with the word, because both of you know you got it in you, and it's time for you to start sharing. If not, and I know you share with people that you meet daily, and that's what our job is, but this is another avenue for us to also be able to get the word out. Somebody might not just be hearing me correctly, but if they hear those sweet voices of the Nurse Carmen and Sunshine, that might be what it takes. So I just say that to you guys because I want you guys to start sharing and start talking a little bit more, because Sunshine already proved to us that she got some stuff too now. she done heard a word. And we all have. It's just a question of, are we listening to it? And if we're listening to it, are we willing to obey it and do it? And if we do it, we will see how things are changing so much for the better of us. And if we learn how to begin to count all things as joy, even the things that don't look right like it, what we really want. Just know that all things are working for the joy. And right now I'm preaching to myself, y'all, all right? But that's what we've got to come to understand, that all things are working together for the good. Because if any negative situation that we have, if we stop for a moment and really dissect the situation, it's not as bad as we think it is. It may not be what we really want, but it's not as bad as we think it is. And walking in that faith and knowing that all things are going to work, then you can walk with your head a little higher. You can say some stuff with your chest a little firmer, a little bolder, knowing who you are and who it is that got your back. When you know that you're on the side of God, you should have no fear. Let not your heart be troubled.
Amen.
Amen. Maybe it's not like a denial. Maybe it's like a redirection that you're not listening to, messenger.
Because I think, and this is just me thinking now, I think it's a lot to do with fear. Even though God has not given us the spirit of fear, what we're saying, the message that's going out, people can it can resonate with people, but people are afraid because they've been told that if you don't believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven, you can never get to heaven. So even though what we're saying sounds true to them, they don't want to take that chance. And for them not to want to take that chance, that tells me that, ask me, what kind of God are you really serving? If you're seeking truth and wisdom, and if you do this, this is going to make him mad, whereas he's going to condemn you to hell, even though we know there's no hell, but this is going to condemn us there. It's our own minds that's playing tricks on us. And this is why one of our message podcasts that went out earlier said, sometimes we got to be outside of our mind so that we can really allow the spirit to work with us. Because when we use our mind on most of this stuff, we're trying to remember past experiences instead of dealing with the present. The present moment. And that's what's before us each and every day. This is a message that we've sent to ourselves. We're all here for a reason. I'm quite sure everybody else got something they can do. If it ain't nothing but go to sleep, they got something else they can do. But it's something inside of you that just keeps it coming, because it is the spirit that is waking up to the fact that you are beginning to wake up, and the spirit is rejoicing because it's been in covered for so long with a lot of unnecessary stuff that the spirit doesn't have the opportunity to shine, because it's not going to force itself. It's up to you. I know Sister Carmen can't wait for somebody to mess around and say something wrong. So somebody say something wrong, so that she, because the spirit inside her just be bubbling up.
Hey,
yeah.
She's
ready to tell somebody.
I was in the Hamilton Projects. I'm going to pop that real quick. HP.
And then she says, excuse me?
See? Y'all know. Hey, but listen, folks, we're at that magic hour right now, where it's about time for us to go ahead and shut our show down for today. And we're going to close here. My mama's singing. But, well, excuse me.
Amen.
Well, I said, excuse me, Brother Messenger. I had to go lead deacon on this one. But, again,
all
I hope
we're working together for the good.
For the good. Listen, I appreciate everybody stopping by in Haas to Haas podcast. It's always a blessing to be enlightened with the words of our very own messenger. Hey, podcast audience and the rest of the world, he's here for all of us. This is not a private message or a private ministry. We're new, but we've always been here. Hey, open your heart, open your mind, and start checking out the Saturday, Sunday, and Thursday night podcast and hear a word about the Creator from a man who recognizes that the Creator is in him. Everyone have a nice week.
Amen.
And we'll have we'll fellowship again on Thursday evening.
Amen.
It's always a blessing to have you in the area, brother.
Bless you, my brother.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Everyone.
Good
peace
night.
And a great
good night,
week.
Everyone.
Let's make it a great week, everybody.
Amen.
That's right.
Good
Amen.
Night.